Ready to start today's contest? Starting lineups for Gray. You have Evan Saunders, Mason Van Sickle, Bryce Verduzco, Parker Nelson, and Lance Selly. And we'll get you the Hail Eagles starters here in just a second. Tip is up. It is won by the Eagles. Jeff Gwan with it, and he'll have it right side. Up top to Koepke, back right side, right corner three for Gwan, little short. Rebound pulled in by Van Sickle, who steps on the line.
Well, I'm going to give Van Sickle a rebound on that anyhow there, because it was a good rebound before he stepped on the line. So,
as for the Hail Eagles, they will start Brandon Mannix, Zach Koepke, Gage Kangas, Jeff Gwan, and Nate Hall. Zach Koepke has it right side for the Eagles. Drives inside on Verduzco. Right-hand layup too strong. Gets his own rebound. And he will dribble it back out to the corner. Out to Hall. Hall will drive in. Has the ball poked away by Saunders. Ball on the ground but grabbed by Gwan. Gwan right corner to Maddox. Maddox into the lane. Up on Nelson who blocked it. And Nelson grabs the rebound. And will hand this one off to Evan Saunders. Saunders inside. Has it taken away. Went to get it to Verduzco. But Gwan steals it. And he will jog it up the court. 1 minute into our game, no score. Gwan loses it. He's at the top of the key. Now back out left side. That is Koepke in the lane. Floater, and we're going to get a little bit of a push foul on Bryce Verduzco.
Yeah, quick start both ways. No points on the board yet. A couple turnovers, one each way. And Hale will get it under the rim here.
Verduzco picks up his first foul.
Kangas a inbound underneath, 7:02 to play in the first quarter. Gets it to Gwan, left corner. Gwan guarded by Parker Nelson. And Nelson's going to poke it away from Gwan. He'll have to retreat to chase it down. Now he pokes it away again, and Gwan again has to retreat to go get it. And knocked out of bounds. Evan Saunders tried to save it.
Tell you what, excellent hustle on Evan Saunders from coming all the way from the top of the three-point line to the other side of half court to try to save that ball with a dive.
Koepke with it on the right side. Oh, great. Yet to really have an offensive possession. This has been all Hail. Maddox pump fake underneath, blocked by Nelson, and a late foul call, and that will send Maddox to the line to shoot two.
Yep. Brock Nelson got him on the way up there. Good penetration by the Eagles to get the ball underneath, but I tell you what, once they get it down there, Gray's got a couple big men, but we talked about fouls. There's a foul right away on their best player.
Maddox shoots his first one. And it is too long. This game brought to you in part by Big Bob's Breakfast and Lunch of Hale, Kimmerer Construction of Hale, the Tremble Agency of Standish, and Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standish. Brandon Maddox's second shot is off the backboard and in.
Money.
And we're on the way. 1-0 Hale over top of Augray. Pass inside Selly. Selly right-hand finish.
Real, real nice there. Over the top pass to Selly in the lane, and he put up the easy layup.
2-1, Augray over the top of Hale. Nate Hall inside to Koepke. Koepke over his left shoulder, goes up right hand, got it to go.
Real nice, tough, strong move to the basket.
Evan Saunders has it now right wing for Augray Sims, their first half-court set of the day. 2 minutes into the contest. Saunders, right side, Selly. He's guarded by Maddox. Dump inside Nelson, easy layup, and he got it. No one there to stop him. 4-3, Augray over Hale.
That could be a theme if Hale doesn't continue to answer right there what we just saw.
And trapped underneath the basket, and is Koepke. Goes to Gwan. Gwan blocked by Saunders, but grabbed by Maddox. Now to Kangas outside. Kangas goes behind his back and picks up his dribble. Cross-court pass to Gwan, guarded by Parker Nelson, so he can't shoot. Nelson's got a good 7-8 inches on it. Picked off by Verduzco, trying to get it back up top. Verduzco to his right hand. Goes up, blocked from behind by Maddox, and he'll stay with the Augray Sims Wolverines.
Good defense both ways there. Another turnover for Hale, though, early in the game. The Augray ball now down underneath.
Evan Saunders, a inbound, dumps inside to Nelson. Nelson goes around the left side. I think that was blocked by Kangas, but Nelson gets his own rebound and puts it up and in. Just the size advantage for Parker Nelson makes it 6-3. He's got to have three rebounds already. Inside and up right hand. Good for Zach Koepke. Good little floater on the right side. He's got 4 points. Makes it 6-5.
5:02 left here in the first quarter. 6-5. Visitors on top.
Nelson has it left side. Looks to get inside to Selly. Not there. Evan Saunders up top. And he'll drive inside. Goes up right hand through the contact of Kangas. No foul called. Rebound Maddox. Now Kangas comes up the floor for the Hale Eagles. Crossover back to his left hand. Good layup for Gage Kangas.
Real, real nice. Hale staying right in this ball game right now. 1 point lead.
7-6 Hale. Almost halfway through our first quarter. 4:30 to play. Saunders gets a screen. Goes up top. That's Nelson. Back outside to Mason Van Sickle. Van Sickle into the lane. He gets underneath the basket. He'll shoot. Goes off the backboard, but Selly gets the rebound again in another offensive putback, and it is 8-7, Augray. Koepke has it right side. Drives inside, and pump fake. Stuck underneath the basket. Bounce pass inside. That's Hall. Hall right-hand hook good. Over the top of Selly.
Nice little hook shot there by Nate Hall underneath, gets his first two of the game.
Mason Van Sickle with it up top. Hale 9, and it is Augray 8, and Evan Saunders didn't get across the half-court line, and it's going to be an over and back as Nelson threw it back to him.
Yeah, just simple little mistake there. That's something you're not going to want to do, and head coach Gordy Ostrander not going to be happy with that turnover.
There comes the Hale Eagles up by one, looking to extend their lead. Koepke has it right side. Now it goes to Nate Hall up top, and back up top to Koepke. And a foul on Evan Saunders here.
As he got in the way of the
point guard Koepke, it's the third team foul on Augray.
Hale does not have a foul yet in this game. 3:31 left in the first.
Nate Hall will set a screen on Evan Saunders. Saunders works through it, but it's a pick and roll. The Hall goes up, and he is fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. And we'll see who that foul's on.
Nate Hall, good little player here.
That's on Verduzco, his second.
Yep, number 22 picked up that foul. Bryce Verduzco. Hale will go to the line here, and I tell you what, we didn't talk about this earlier, but free throws are going to be important for Hale today.
Hall's first free throw is up and good. This game brought to you in part by Neiman's Family Market of Tawa City, Alpena Community College in Alpena and Oscoda, D&M Supply of Omer, Treasures Forever of Augray, and the Walker Insurance Agency in West Branch and Augray.
Casey Williams checks in for the Wolverines, and Verduzco will sit down. Hall misses his second free throw.
Makes the score 10-8. Rebound was down with Nelson, so Selly up top to Saunders. Left side, that's Nelson. Nelson working on Kangas. Up top to Casey Williams, working on Jeff Guan. And Guan pokes it away. Williams able to recover. And now goes to the elbow, and Nelson. Nelson works inside. Spin move. Left hand could move, and he finishes, and we're tied at 10.
6 points for Parker Nelson.
Under 3 minutes to play here in our first quarter. Left side, Koepke works away from the screen. Drives inside on Nelson. Two-hand block out of bounds.
What a beast, Brock Nelson underneath. You're not going to jump over him, and you're not going to go through him. And that's his second big block of the night.
I don't know who Brock Nelson is. That's the second time called him that. Parker Nelson.
Parker Nelson.
Yeah. Up top to Koepke.
If I want him to be Brock tonight, he's going to be Brock.
It's going to be Block Nelson here in a minute. He keeps on getting these. And a good charge taken there by Saunders. No foul, but he got the steal.
Yep.
So Saunders now comes the other way for Augray. Right side Nelson. Drives baseline. Left hand at the rim. No good. Rebound Selly. He goes up with the right hand and finishes. Another second chance bucket for the Augray Sims Wolverines.
Absolutely. Excellent basketball there. Excellent execution by Augray.
Each big man has 6 points. Selly and Nelson. And I think 10 of those are off second chance points. 12-10. Augray over the top of Hale. Ball punched out of bounds. 2:05 to play in our first quarter.
Yeah, Parker Nelson, unusual missed left-hander underneath on that last one. Selly right there to pick up another offensive board in a bucket.
Maddox picks up his dribble, goes right side to Hall. He'll drive inside, nothing there. Back out to Guan. Guan guarded by Williams. Guan inside. He'll go up, too strong, and knocked out of bounds off of Guan, and so to come back to the Augray Sims Wolverines.
1:48, close game like we expected so far. 12-10 here in the first quarter.
Williams will bring it up for the Wolverines. He goes left side to Van Sickle. Van Sickle back up top. And Williams still continuing to work on Jeff Guan. And it'll change the play. Guan harassing Williams. Now they go right side to Nelson. Nelson looking, tries to go inside, and Guan knocked it away. And they're going to say Selle was the one who got the hand on it. So it'll go back to the Hail Eagles.
Correct call on that, too. Turnover for Augray. It did go off Selle's fingertips from my vantage point.
Koepke will bring it up across the timeline. 1:15 to play in our first quarter. 12-10. Augray over Hale. Dump inside Hall. He couldn't handle it. Goes up again. No good. Rebound comes down to Saunders. Evan Saunders works into the lane. Goes up. Got the contact, and he'll shoot two.
Yeah, Evan Saunders almost finished that off for a attempted three-point play. Got a lot of contact underneath. He'll go to the line. Shoot a couple. 106 left here in the first quarter. Glad you're with us here on 104.7 WKJC. We're enjoying some high school basketball on a Wednesday night.
Fouls on Koepke, his first, team first. Saunders' first free throw is long. This game brought to you in part by the Walker, Augray Pharmacy and Sunrise Market IGA in Augray. Here on Community Bank, your hometown bank. Bob Bush Manufacturing in Augray and Tawa City and Colvin Heating and Cooling of Northeast Michigan.
Verdesco checks back in for Selle.
Saunders misses both free throws, but it comes all the way back out to him. He dumps inside to Nelson. Right hand over the hook is good.
That's how you do it. Miss two free throws, get your own rebound, set up your teammate Nelson, and get another bucket out of it.
It's 8 points for Nelson in the quarter, 50 seconds remaining in the quarter. Kangas drives inside, picks up his dribble, shoots the mid-range jumper a bit too long, rebounded by Williams. 42 seconds to play in the quarter. 14-10. Pass up court to Nelson. Handoff Van Sickle. Got it to go. 16-10, Augray. Van Sickle into the scoring. First guy not named Nelson or Selle to score for Augray. Koepke, left side, Guan. Open for three, too long. Rebound comes down to Van Sickle with 20 seconds to play in the quarter. Up court to Nelson. Nelson out to Williams. Wide open for three. Too short. Rebound Verduzco. Too short. And a rebound for Kangas. And with 10 seconds in the quarter, here come the Eagles. 5 seconds. Koepke's got to make something happen. Drives inside. Goes up over the top of the defense. No good. Maddox's shot.
They counted that good.
We got one who counted it and one who didn't.
Yeah, on the far side. And I saw the official count it.
All right, we're going with counting. So Maddox gets into the scoring right at the end there. And so at the end of our first quarter, it's Augray 16, Hale 12 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Augray will start with the basketball here in our second quarter. Verduzco inbounds it to Evan Saunders. He'll go right side to Parker Nelson. Back inside to Saunders. Saunders pump fakes, goes up right hand. No good. Rebound pulled down. Selle goes up through the contact. No good. And then ball is saved out of bounds, but saved right to Hale. And so here come the Hale Eagles. Kangas goes left side. Stop and pop. Jump inside to Maddox, who's whacked by Verduzco. And that's going to be Verduzco's third foul.
Yeah, he's already been brought out of the game once for Casey Williams. And just like that, coach puts Casey back up, and he'll come back into the ball game for him. So Verduzco sitting on three real early here tonight.
Three of the five fouls for Augray. 7:35 to play here in our second quarter. Kangas looking to inbound. Can't seem to find anybody. Now finds Brandon Maddox off the left side, who will dribble it out. And up top, picked off by Saunders. Saunders to the rim. It's a foot race. Right hand. Got it. Knocked out of bounds. Great play by number two, Jarek Johnson.
Calling a foul on it, though. Right here on the arm, he called it. I thought it was really, really clean from my vantage point. And the crowd here at Hale High School, not happy.
We are too far away to really be able to know. First shot is good for Saunders. So if you stick with ball don't lie, it was a good call.
Ball don't lie.
Ball don't lie. It's a good call. Here comes the second free throw for Saunders. That's good, too. So that makes it 18-12. And Koepke will have it across the line. And bounce pass to Hall. Hall, little right-hand floater, too strong. And ball is knocked around, grabbed by Van Sickle. Goes right side to Williams. Williams tries to dump it inside. It's taken away by Brandon Maddox. And here come the Eagles walking across the line. As now it'll be Jarek Johnson up top. Left side back to Koepke. Koepke gets a screen from Maddox. Bounce pass to Maddox. Can't handle the basketball. Nelson grabs it and saves it to Van Sickle. And here come the Wolverines. No numbers, so Saunders will smartly set up the offense. Dump inside to Selle. Selle had trouble handling it, but able to kick it back out. Left side, that's Williams. Dribbles in. Hand off Selle. Good power dribble. Right hand is good.
Nice play by Selle. That is definitely Augre's deal. Get it inside to Selle and Nelson, and you're going to have yourself success.
20-12, Augre over Hale. That is 16 combined points for those two big men. Kangas in the lane. Right hand got it to go over the top of Van Sickle.
Really good answer there by the Eagles. They needed that.
Ball knocked away by Koepke. Kangas comes away with it, and now he's looking for a guard. I think he still has his dribble. He could have dribbled, but instead he finds Brandon Maddox. Goes left side to Nate Hall. Tried to dump it inside to Maddox just behind him, and he couldn't hang on to it and throws it right off the official.
Out of bounds. Turnovers are 6 and 5. Hale with the 6. Augre with the 5. So turnovers are starting to build as we move towards halftime now a little bit.
We have a timeout. High school basketball, 104.7 WKJC, brought to you by A-Plus Automotive of Hale, Glennie, and the Towesses, the Hale Insurance Agency, Dean Arbor Ford of Towes City, and Dean Arbor Chevrolet of East Dallas in Sterling Area Health Center. Our leading scorers in the game are Parker Nelson and Lance Selle, who each have 8. Gange Kangas and Zach Koepke each have 4 for the Hale Eagles. 20-14 is our score. Nelson has it inside, has it knocked away and taken away by Brandon Maddox. And up the floor now come the Hale Eagles. That's Jarek Johnson to Zach Koepke. Zach Koepke working into the body of Saunders, who's able to poke it away, and it'll stay with the Hale Eagles.
Off the outstretched fingertips of Parker Nelson there to remain Hale ball.
5:30 to play till halftime. Dump inside to Kangas, who has to work away from it. A little up and under move over the top of Selle, but too short. Rebound comes down to Casey Williams. Here comes Evan Saunders. Saunders, left side, Van Sickle at the rim, too short. Rebound to Kangas. And he'll hand it off to Zach Koepke. Gets the play call from Coach Andy Catterman. Koepke working on Saunders' man-to-man defense, and yet we're going to have Brandon Maddox going to pick up a moving screen here. He pretty much tried to hug Evan Saunders on the screen.
Definitely a moving pick, definitely the right call.
5:03 to play in our first half.
Fouls are 5-3, nobody in the bonus here yet, Brad.
And a screen coming from Selle for Saunders. Back up top to Nelson. Nelson has it taken away by Kangas. Kangas going to the rim. He'll go up right hand, and it's too strong. Rebound comes down to Michael Koepke. Michael Koepke to Jarek Johnson, who's fouled by Evan Saunders. He got a little too close with the body.
Yeah, wow, what an exchange. Easy layup, nobody with him right there, and he just rolled it hard off the back glass, came out, and it just tipped over the front of the rim.
Saunders' second foul, team 6th.
Hall back in for Maddox here for the Eagles.
Chance to cut it to either a one-score game if they can hit a 3. And here's a launch by Zach Koepke. It's not close, and rebound comes down to Van Sickle. Saunders inside to Nelson, too high, and stolen by Michael Koepke. He'll hand it off to Zach, and they'll jog it across. And he's going to just stop and pop the 3, too strong again. Rebound comes down to Casey Williams. Williams being harassed by Koepke. Now he's got nowhere to go with it, but able to find Van Sickle across the timeline. And they almost again did the backcourt. And now they're going to throw it around, and Nelson comes away with it. Up top, Saunders. Saunders steps in, goes outside to Williams. Pump fakes the 3, and then he traveled.
Coach Catterman really upset. Similar situation earlier. They called an over and back. They didn't call it this time. And fortunately, they get to travel, and they'll get the ball on that turnover.
That's right. Again, ball don't lie, right? That's what we're going to go back to. Everything always works itself out. Turnovers have increased in this quarter, 20-14, all gray over Hale. Zach Koepke goes left side to Kangas. Little zone defense being now put out here by the all-gray Sims Wolverines. 2-3 zone. Jarek Johnson looking for somewhere to go. Goes right corner. That's Kangas. He's going to shoot the 3 too long. No, it's off the rim and good.
Wow, what a monster 3 off the glass.
Off the glass. It's hit off the rim. Right off the side of the glass, and he cuts it to a 3-point game. Our first 3-point bucket of the night. Saunders trapped with it on the left side, goes up top to Van Sickle. Van Sickle now left side to Saunders. They'll call a play. And goes right side, Selly. Selly will drive inside. Has it ripped away by Koepke, but Evan Saunders comes away with it again. Left side, Van Sickle. Van Sickle into the lane. He'll go up right hand. Lot of contact, but no call. Rebound to Selly, but taken away by Johnson.
Wow, a lot of contact inside there. Ooh.
Not wrong about that. Left side, Koepke over his head. Gordy Ostrander makes the catch. And it'll go back to Algray Sims.
Another turnover for Hale there. And that contact down there on that other end was initiated by the offense, by Algray coming through the paint into a man.
Number 20, Cole Pendred into the game. Checks in for Casey Williams. 2:49 to play till halftime. It's all gray by 3, 20-17. Saunders clears some space away from Koepke. Looking for a screen from Selly. Now goes left wing. That's Van Sickle. Back up top to Cole Pendred. Pendred bounces inside to Nelson, knocked away by Kangas.
Yep, good quick hands there by Gage Kangas. Nice knock away. Oh, now they're discussing this.
The official on the backside saw it as Hale basketball. He didn't see Kangas not get a hand on it. And official on the near side made the correct call.
Maddox and Guan back in the game for the Eagles now as well for this final 2:30 of the half.
Hall and Johnson will check out. Casey Williams does not get long breaks, man. They bring him in for Lance Selly right here, right side to Casey Williams. Who'll go up top to Parker Nelson. Nelson right side, Saunders. Saunders has it poked away by Koepke, and he'll go back and grab it. And he'll work back across the timeline. Screen coming from Nelson. Good screen by Nelson, but Saunders couldn't do anything with it. Now he launches the 3, too strong. Rebound comes down to Zach Koepke, who has trouble with it, and Casey Williams will pick up a foul. And when you're that far away from the basket, 80 feet, now you're going to send Koepke to the line for a 1-1.
Yeah, because that's 7 fouls now on Gray. Probably not their greatest moment making a foul that far away from the basket, but we're going to see Koepke go to the line now and see if they can't pull this within one.
Got to make the first to get the second. While he does that, we'll let you know this game brought to you in part by Gary Oil and Propane of Hale and Oscoda, My Michigan Health, Buchanan Builders of Algray, and the law office of Dwayne Hadley in Standish. Rebound missed, or shot missed, rebounded by Pendred. He'll hand it off to Saunders, who will work the Algray offense. Left side, Nelson, open for 3. Knock it down.
Big 3-pointer late here in the half for Parker Nelson. Now the Eagles will need to answer that.
Algray back up by 6, 23-17. Under 2 to play in the first half. Williams gets a hands on it, take it away. Goes it to Saunders. Saunders works in the lane. Off to Nelson. Nelson right hand off the window. No good. Rebound comes down to Maddox. And it'll go to Kangas now. Koepke will bring it across the line. He'll work into the zone, lose the basketball, ball on the ground, and we got to get an arrow here eventually. There it is. And jump ball will send it to Algray.
Yep. Which is another turnover.
And so it'll be Casey Williams who checks out. Lance Selly will check in.
I bet Casey's back in before halftime.
I bet
1:26
right.
Left.
He only gets about 30 seconds of a break. Evan Saunders brings it across the line, goes left side to Selly. Stuck with it, goes up top to Saunders, almost taken by Koepke. Saunders drives, mid-range jumper, no good. Rebound comes out to Michael Koepke. Koepke in a foot race to the bucket. He'll go up and just launches a shot as Pendred was on his back. And so it'll be a two-shot foul for Michael Koepke.
Cole Pendred got back and climbed all over Kepke's back as he went up for that layup, and he just threw a circus shot over his head to make sure that the officials knew he was in the shooting motion, and he gets the two shots.
Michael Koepke at the line. First free throw is up, too strong.
We talked about this earlier. Hale's not making their free throws like they need to.
They've only made two in the game. They've had plenty of opportunities.
Yeah, they're 2 for 5 right now.
Second free throw, no good either. Rebound Nelson. And Saunders into the lane. Van Sickle, too strong, but he's able to save it to Selle. Selle outside Nelson, left wing Van Sickle, corner three, too long. And Guan will get the rebound. Hale down six, under a minute to play till halftime. Koepke into the lane. He'll go up right hand, no good. Rebound Nelson, good defense by Lance Selle. Nelson tries to go between his legs, loses it, and he will pass it off right side. Van Sickle, he'll try a three again, still no good. And rebound ripped down and knocked out of bounds, and it is off Cole Pendred, and it'll go to the Hale Eagles.
Yep. Koepke turned around looking at the official like, I didn't touch that. And they made the right call. Hale ball here, 31 seconds left till halftime.
Hale could really use a bucket here, take it in the half. Kanga's going to try and get it with a three, no good, way short. Rebound Saunders, out to Nelson, one-on-one with Koepke, and he just works right around him and makes an easy layup. 25-17, 8-point lead for the Wolverines. Koepke goes right side, Kanga, 7 seconds. Back to Maddox. Maddox mid-range jumper too long. And rebound pulled down by Van Sickle. And did that count? No. They're going to say no, it didn't count, as he just kind of threw it up towards the rim and
almost shot it at the wrong basket,
yeah,
is what it looked like.
And they're going to say the bucket does not count, as Michael Koepke threw it away. So at the end of our first half, it is Augury 25, Hale 17. We could not have timed that any better, Kurt. The Hale Eagles are ready to inbound, and here we go. We're going to start our second half. I can't even get to our first half stats. We'll have to get to that in a second. Here comes Zach Koepke with the basketball. Left side, Guan. Pump fake the three. Inside to Hall. And Hall goes outside to Koepke. Loses it. Ball bouncing around. It's grabbed underneath. Outside to Kangas. Pump fake the three. Back across to Guan. Guan drives inside. Goes up, and he is... an offensive foul?
That's what he called. That's what it looked like.
He said offensive foul, didn't he?
Right, but I don't think that's where he's going with it, but that was the signal that he made. He meant a block.
He said charge. Now he has no idea what he said.
You've mentioned credentials on this earlier tonight when the girls in the JV game was going on, so we're going to see what they work out.
His initial call was charged.
I guess it was just a bad signal. It didn't look like a... Yeah, and he just apologized.
Nope, he's going white, 24. White, 24.
Yeah.
Who picked up a charge. Nobody... No idea. I have no idea.
And, well, wait. White's getting the ball.
What the heck is going on right now?
Well, a lot of confusion because of unclear, signals and what he went and told the table. Then he walked over to the table, and in his mind, he still told the table that the foul was on 24, which is Jeff Guan.
He said charge. It's what he called charge.
Right.
He came to the table and said charge.
Right. But with all that said and done, and the other two officials are kind of talking to each other like, right now, what's going on?
Now Guan's at the free throw line expecting to shoot free throws.
And that's what I think it should be.
And that's what this should be, 100%. Okay,
now he's coming to make
on?
The correction.
It's on 32 with the block. So it's on Selle who picks up the foul for Augury.
Right.
Which I believe to be the correct call.
Yeah, and that's why Gordy Ostrander on the bench isn't screaming and hollering, because he saw the same thing we all saw here in the building.
Yeah. Guan's first free throw is good.
There you go. Let's get back to basketball.
Makes it 25-18.
Wow, that goes on the top 10 list for me this year that I'll review at the end of the season during districts.
Second free throw is good. I expect that. I'm ready for that.
My officiating.
It's officiating highlights. Second free throw is good, so it is 25-19. 6-point lead for Augury over top of Hale. Dump inside Selle. Selle will be fouled.
Yep.
Is that what the call is?
Yep.
All right, he traveled with it first, then he shot, and he's going to be picked up fouled. Foul is on 11. That is Koepke.
Quit picking on him, man. Selly will go to the line here. 7:39 left in the third quarter. 25-19 right now. Gray on top.
First free throw by Selly is good. Gives him 9 points. One more gets him in double digits.
There have not been a lot of threes in this game. You might have to start saying, knock it down on the free throws the rest of the way out.
I'm going to need it. The second free throw is no good. Gage Kangas with the rebound. And Maddox wasn't looking, and it's turned over.
There's a hail turnover.
They ducked it. All right, let's give a second to go through some of the stats. Leading score in the first half was for Augray was Parker Nelson with 13. For Hale, it was Gage Kangas with 7. Evan Saunders has it up top and gets it to Selly. Maddox jumping around with Selly there, trying to get at the ball. And he'll hand off to Saunders. 7-point lead for Augray, 26-19. Right side for Dusko, playing with those three fouls. Drive inside on Guan, hand off Nelson. He goes out to the three-point line, out drives in, goes left-hand floater is good. How about that from Parker Nelson?
Talent there. That was a good drive, good left-handed layoff floater, and just like that, it's a 9-point lead.
Right side Kangas to Maddox in the mid-range. Back out to Kangas, pump fake the three, up top Koepke. Now right side Kangas again, pump fake three, and back out Maddox. They're working around this 2-3 zone. Left side, Guan, pump fake the three, dump inside Maddox. I think I've said that a couple times. Now they find the pass to Hall, who's able to lay it up and in.
Excellent play, good work. Took quite a bit of time off the clock, but they got it done, and they answered that. That was a big bucket there for the Eagles.
Selly drives inside on Maddox. Can't really hang with him, but the shot rolls off the rim. Selly couldn't quite grab the rebound. Jeff Guan still can't grab it, but he's dribbling his way down the court. Jump stop, left-hand floater, good.
What a rebound by Jeff Guan. Just stuck with it the whole way and took it off down the way. Coast to coast for Guan. Pull within 5. Whoa, another almost over and back.
Saunders stopped right at half court. And now it goes right side. That's Selly. And we have a foul underneath. And it's going to be an offensive foul. Parker Nelson will pick one up. That'll be his second foul.
Battling for position underneath with Kangas. Two big boys under there on the gridiron and on the basketball court. And Nelson on the wrong end of that foul.
So 5:47 to play in our third quarter. Hale starting this third quarter pretty well. Currently on a 6-3 quarter lead. Koepke's dead up top with it. Now he goes left side to Guan. Guan able to pop himself open. And a foul here on Verduzco, his fourth.
Wow. Verduzco can't cut a break tonight. Didn't look like a whole lot there, but he got his hand in on the reach when he took off. And Verduzco will pick up his fourth foul, and right away off the bench, here comes Casey Williams in for it. He can't believe it. I think he's got about a minute and a half of playing time tonight and 4 fouls.
Yeah.
He's been on the bench every time he gets a foul.
There's left side to Nate Hall, 5:35 to play in our third quarter. Koepke drives inside around the zone. Dump to Maddox. Great pass on the bounce pass, and the Eagles are back within 3.
Best assist of the night right there.
And now Augray looking for somewhere to go with it. Nelson can't handle it. Taken away by Kangas.
An Augray Sims turnover again. They could tie this up with a 3.
Kangas into the lane, out of control, and this is the correct call. That's the
definitely
correct call
a charge.
On the charge.
He's not. He's very upset about it, too, but he just kind of plowed through there like he was going two-man through the one hole in a football game there and ran somebody over, so it'll be Augray ball.
Saunders now has it up top. Working for Augray Sims, goes left side Selly. Under 5 to play third quarter. Augray by 3, 28-25. Saunders up top with it again. Now left side Van Sickle. Back to Williams in the corner. Pull up for 3, too short. Rebound, fought for, and won by Selly. Right hand, he'll go up and he'll shoot 2.
Selly pulled down that rebound, and once again, you get Selly or Nelson underneath there getting those rebounds, especially on the offensive glass. And they're going to make something happen, and they did. They'll go to the line, and Michael Koepke's going to check back in here to the game, too, along with Nick Short.
Mannix picks up the foul, his second. Selly at the line. First shot is up, and it is good. This game brought to you in part by CAA Haynes Realty in Hale and West Branch, Westside Body Shop of Hale, Wilty Insurance of Standish, and Mercantile Bank of West Branch and Fairview. Gives Selly 10 points on the night. Augrey by 4, 29-25. And he makes the second one as well.
Small but lively crowd here tonight in Hale. They haven't had a whole lot to cheer about here, but they're trying to get their team back into it right now. Down 5, 4:38 left.
Right side, that's short. Short to Koepke in the corner. Dump inside to Hall. Working on Selly. Out to Kangas. Mid-range jumper that looks good, but no good. Comes a little short, but Maddox gets the rebound. Fighting underneath with the Giants, and he just can't get anywhere and throws it away to Nelson. Right side, Saunders. Saunders picks up his dribble, goes up top, Nelson. Nelson drives into the lane, goes underneath the basket, reverse layup, got it with the foul.
Really, really nice play there by Parker Nelson. Went through the baseline, around and under, and picked up the extra one. Try an old-fashioned three here with 4:09 left. This could put him back up 8 if he can knock this down.
Michael Koepke picks up the foul, his first, team fourth. And first free throw is, well, the free throw is no good and knocked out of bounds by Augrey.
Wow, I had that off. I had that the other way on the ball going out of bounds there, but who am I to argue?
So here come the Eagles down by 7. They've cut it to as little as 3. And now it'll be short. Pull up 3, too long. And rebound comes out to Casey Williams. Left side, Saunders. Inside to Nelson. Keep giving it to 23, man. And Gage Kangas plays good defense. Makes him kick it out. And Selly goes back up top to Saunders. Saunders into Selly. Right hand. It's good.
Another great play into the two big men. And Augrey starting to dominate again like they did late in the second half.
Back up by 9. Ball knocked away by Williams.
Good quick play, good quick hands there by Casey Williams. Knocked it out of bounds. It'll stay with Hale.
3:26 to play in the third quarter, 34-25. It's not a ton of points being scored in this game, but
Nate Hall back in for Michael Koepke.
And Casey Williams stepped out of bounds as he tried to steal the pass.
Good quick defensive hands, though, again. Really, really been impressed tonight by Augrey's defense.
And threw it into no man's land, and here come the Augrey Sims Wolverines. Off to Nelson. Nelson right hand, and couldn't quite get it to go. Knocked out of bounds off of Saunders, and it'll go to the Eagles.
Right way this time on the tip out of bounds. Jarek Johnson checks back into the game for Nick Short. Nick had a couple minutes in there.
And here come the Eagles. Again, trailing by 9. Game has not gotten to double digits once. This is the largest lead of the game for Augrey. Left side, Johnson. Inside to Maddox. Inside to Hall. Right hand, good. Good run through the zone.
Really, really nice bounce pass by Maddox down there to get that into the paint and up onto the glass and in.
Makes it 34-27. Right side, Nelson for 3. Too strong. Rebound to Kangas, poked away, but here comes Williams now. Back to Saunders, pump fakes the 3, into the lane, mid-range jumper from the free throw line, no good. Rebound Nelson, right-hand finish. Just can't stop him down there. Gives him 19 points on the night. He's got to be pushing double-digit rebounds, too. Kangas, pump fakes the 3, up top to Koepke. Left side, that is Johnson. Johnson, bounce pass across to Koepke, into the lane. No one stops him. Right layup, and I think he expected someone to be there. He missed it. Rebound, Hall, right-hand hook, no good. Rebound, Parker Nelson again. And here comes Saunders. Cross-court pass to Williams. Open for 3. Knock it down. And Coach Ostrander loves that one. Gives a fist pump. Augrey up by 12. Largest lead of the game. 39-27. Up top, Koepke. Pump fake 3. Right side, Kangas. Kangas step back. Nothing there. Now goes to Maddox. Maddox up top. Koepke open for 3. Knock it down.
Nice 3. Scrapping and grinding. Trying to stay within 10 here. Ooh, that could have been a carry there. They didn't call that on Evan Saunders coming over the line.
Did a good job getting his hand on top of it, I guess. Spin move in the lane. Nelson around Kangas. It's good.
Really, really athletic move by Nelson.
And now you have Koepke up top, harassed by Williams. They wanted a foul, and they go up top Kangas. Left side Johnson. Jarek Johnson, high arcing shot for three, but he'll go to the line to shoot three. Parker Nelson going to pick up a foul, his third.
That was a moon ball. Did you see that one that he threw up just now? Wow,
that one hit the rafters.
That was up high, that ball.
That is Nelson's third foul.
Johnson goes to the line to shoot three free throws. First one is up and long and doesn't get the bounce. This game brought to you in part by Allward's Market of Hale, Augray Floor Covering, Bee's Family Restaurant of Augray, and Aranac Realty of Augray.
I'm going to go on record and say Jarek Johnson shoots the ball with the highest arc I've seen in a long time. There's one. Got the second one of the three free throws. Missed the first, got the second. Knock it down to 9 here with 1:15 left in the third if he can make this one.
Third free throw, no good.
Sully hauls down the board.
And he threw it away. He went to throw it to Williams, and he threw it away.
Yep, turned it right over. Only the second turnover of the second half for Augray, though, and you can tell on the scoreboard. 10-point lead here.
Timeout. Hale will take one with him. It's Augray by 10. Final minute of the third quarter on WKJC, your power station for sports. Augray over Hale, 1:12 remaining in our third quarter.
It's been a grind all night for the Eagles, Brad. They've gouged, they've scrapped, they've tried to stay with this team, you know, bigger, better, stronger, but we'll see what they do here at the end of the quarter.
Left side Kangas for three, too short off the backboard, and rebound comes down to Selly. And so, for the first time, Augray kind of playing a little bit slow. A lot of go, go, go out of Coach Ostrander today. Instead, this time he said slow it down. Van Sickle, Euro stepped through the lane and got it to go. Makes it 43-31, 12-point game. Inside Maddox, bounce pass to Hall. This time Van Sickle's there to knock it away. And ball gets thrown. Ball was tipped away. Evan Saunders just tried to recover it and threw it right off of Jarek Johnson's face.
And that hurt his fingers. It really hurt Jarek's fingers.
All right.
Yeah. Got him in the hand good.
He's able to get his hand in front of his face, then that's good. The official taking a look at his hand. Just tells him he's okay, I guess.
Looks like we're going to feature a little press here for the first time tonight on this inbound from Augray.
And so Nelson gets the inbound. Looking for his point guard. Gets it to Evan Saunders. Augray by 12 with the basketball. 25 seconds remaining in our third quarter. Goes to Lance Selly. He'll drive inside. Throw it at the rim. No good. A lot of contact. He wanted a foul. Didn't get one. And Kangas will bring it across for the Hale Eagles. And he's looking for somewhere to go with it. Now goes left side Johnson. Under 10 seconds in the quarter. Hall, a mid-range jumper. Think it got blocked. But rebound Maddox got blocked again by Nelson. 2 seconds remaining in the quarter. And he'll launch it after the buzzer. And so after three, it is Augray 43 and Hale 31 on WKJC, your power station for sports.
Buchanan Builders, located in Augray, would like to take this time.
.43-31 at the end of our third quarter. This game brought to you in part by Kathy Jane's Boutique of Hale, Schwartz Auto of Hale, the Bernard Building Centers in Hale and Augray, K&K Automotive of Augray, and the Hale Hardware Do It Center. You know, I was just talking. It seemed like as many times we said rebound and Nelson. You have him only, in, I trust your stats, all the way only for six tonight.
He's got six. Sally's got six. Van Sickle's got five. Casey Williams got five. Very spread out. The whole team crashes the boards, which is nice to see. And the whole team plays defense, too. I tell you what, I really like the Augray defense.
They fight hard, no doubt about it. Left side Van Sickle, inside to Selly, working on Maddox. Goes to that right hand, not there, but he got the rebound and finishes.
And there we talk about another nice board by Selly on his own shot there.
Augre by 14. And it ball knocked away by Williams, but Hall comes away with it. Tries to pass it to Kangas. Nothing there. Van Sickle comes away with it. Van Sickle hands it off to Saunders. And it's Augre by 14. Right side, Van Sickle. Up top, Williams. Williams inside to Selle. Selle, right hand blocked by Maddox. And then knocked out of bounds off Maddox. And Selle is clutching at his leg.
Grabbing at his shin there. He made some contact with the defender's shin. They kind of knocked shins as he fell there. But Augre maintains possession on that. Nice block by the Eagles.
Saunders up top, kicks it out up top to Nelson. Nelson right side back to Saunders in the corner. Who will dribble it out to the top. Drives inside. Goes left-hand layup. Good move, Evan Saunders.
Evan Saunders, another athlete that's on this team. They've got the athletes.
Up by 16, 47-31. Left side, Kangas. Cross-court pass to Kwan, who's had a quiet night. Goes up right hand, and he is fouled over the line to shoot two. He couldn't quite finish it.
Just wouldn't go. Rolled around the rim for him, but really nice move. Good hustle. And look what's happening here in front of us. They're putting Verduzco back in, so you know he's going to pick his fifth foul up in the next 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah, before 6 minutes is out. Guan's first free throw is no good.
We're not hoping that, but he hasn't got a lot of floor time tonight due to foul trouble.
Selle checks out after his second foul.
Selle's having himself a heck of a game.
Second free throw for Guan is good. Gives him 5 points on the night. 47-32, 6:45 to play in our fourth quarter.
Actually, pretty quiet night for Jeff Guan.
It is, yeah. Left side, Verduzco. He'll drive inside. Go up, blocked by Kangas. No, Kangas got him on the arm a little bit. And Kangas a little frustrated, thought he could have gotten the block.
I'm just kind of happy that the foul wasn't on Verduzco. They didn't get him with a charge or anything.
Didn't throw an off-arm or something with a charge.
Yeah,
there.
Foul went to Kangas that time. Went the right way.
They're waiting. For the Hale Eagles went
to
a huddle.
This is not a timeout. Give him the ball. Let him shoot is what they got to do here.
Yeah.
You don't wait on that.
He's just shooting the first free throw. You just gave Hale a free timeout right there.
Right. Kind of crazy almost, you know. Coach called them all over.
Verduzco got it to go.
Yeah. Got it to roll in.
His first point of the night.
Now Hale shows back up for the second one. They'll get in a
which
rebound.
Which is fine. Yeah, that's why that's the whole thing. Just let him play that. Let him shoot that first free throw. And
16-point lead for Augre, looking to go 17 here.
And second free throw, no good. Rebound, Kangas. Kangas just brings it right across. Left side, Kwan, trouble with it, but able to go get it. Back up top, Kangas. Left side, Kwan again. Now to Maddox. Maddox up top to Kangas. Right side, that's Koepke. Michael Koepke, excuse me, that's Zach Koepke in the lane. Blocked inside. Shot goes up from Kwan, and it's a bucket.
Rebound and a bucket for Kwan there. Nice work from the kid.
Cuts it to 14, 48-34. Going to need Augre to start turning the ball over if Hale wants back into it.
Looked like he traveled, yeah. They're not going to allow that double Euro step there. They're going to call him on a travel. And Lance Selle checks back into the game for number 12, Mason Van Sickle. He'll take a seat on the bench next to Coach Ostrander.
Kangas will bring it across the line. Right side to Zach Koepke. He works off of it, goes to the corner. They tried to set him up for a three. Instead, it's cross-court pass Kwan. Kwan into the lane, right hand, good.
Jeff Guan coming to life a little bit now, and Hale's putting a little pressure on the inbound down here, which they need to do.
Guan, 5 points in the quarter, 12-point game, 48-36, 5.5 to play, plenty of time. Evan Saunders creates some space. Now it's Bryce Verduzco. Verduzco into the lane, has it knocked away, but grabbed up top to Saunders, now to Williams. Williams drives to the free throw line, gets stuck with it, and will kick it out to Saunders.
Really no rush here for Augre to put points on the board.
Saunders drives, kick out Verduzco. Verduzco pump fake three, left side Williams. And they got to get the ball inside, one of those big men. Now they're going to go to Nelson. There you go, left side Parker Nelson working on Kangas. He wants to throw it inside to Selle. Great defense by Hall to front him. Now right side Verduzco. Inside Nelson. Kangas with the block and knocked out of bounds by Selly. Never mind. They're going to say it stays with Hale.
Yeah, nice block, though, by Gage Kangas. Some good defense right there for that minute interval by the Eagles. Everybody working hard, not giving up.
Augray with the basketball underneath. Saunders looking to go up top with it, and he does. It goes to Williams. Williams riding the line, and now we have a foul called on Guan.
Yeah, Guan caught him right at the line, trying to get him to go to the other side for the over and back, and got him on the arm. Fouls are 6 and 5. Nobody quite in the bonus yet, but we're getting close. 4:45 left. 12-point hole here for the Eagles to try to dig out of. They might need to. Might be time to go to the three ball here and at least try some.
Think so. Van Sickle checks back in for Casey Williams. Evan Saunders with it up top. Picks up his dribble. Left side Van Sickle. Dump inside Selly. Selly wants to go over his left shoulder, and he does with the hook shot, and it's good.
That was the flattest trajectory hook shot I've ever seen.
Definitely not the Kareem Sky hook there. And we have a timeout. Hale will take one with them. It's Augray by 14, 4.5 to play on WKJC, your power station for sports.
Tonight's game.
High school basketball on WKJC brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Augray, East Dallas, and Oscoda. The committee to elect Mike Hoadley of Augray as 99th District State Representative. Happy Acres Real Estate of Hale, CBI Accounting of Hale, and TNC Sports Lounge of Augray. I'm sorry, it's CBI Accounting of Augray. Let me make sure I get that right. Koepke launches a three. It's no good. Rebound Nelson. Here comes Saunders. Saunders tries to get it inside, but knocked away by Maddox.
Good quick hands there by Maddox underneath. And Eagles will get the ball.
And up, timeout, Augray. We'll take a 30-second with them. 4:15 to play. 50-36. Augray over Hale and WKJC. Evan Saunders ready to inbound underneath. Looking for where to go with it. Just goes inside to Nelson. Nelson right hand. Too short. Gets his own rebound and scores.
There's another Parker Nelson rebound right there with a put back.
That's the way he does it.
Keeping this comfortable 16-point lead here with four to go.
Right side, Kangas. Kangas goes between the legs of Nelson, Van Sickle, excuse me. Koepke launches a three, needs backboard help, but don't rebound Kangas. Good left hand, and it can't go. Rebound Nelson, and a foul here on Kangas. That should be a 1-1 for Parker Nelson.
Yeah, Nelson hauled the board down. Kangas got him, and that's going to be number 7, so we will go to the line 1-1.
3:48 to play in our fourth quarter, 52-36. Augray over top of Hale.
Well, it was kind of what we expected tonight.
Yeah.
And gutty performance by the Eagles.
Nelson needs the first free throw to get the second. He misses. Rebound Koepke. And here come the Eagles up to Guan. Guan, who was ahead of everybody, takes the dribble. Right hand, no good. Gets his own rebound and tried to kick it out, but there was nobody in the corner, and he'll turn it over.
Kicked it out to the bleachers on that side over there. Young lady from Hale grabbed that pass from Jeff Guan. A little pressure here now on the inbound for Hale.
And they throw it away. Koepke gets the steal. Drives inside, loses it, and Maddox will come away with it. And up top to Koepke, and the Hale Eagles will restart. Up top, Kangas. Kangas up top to Koepke, who can hang on to it. Verduzco gets the steal into the lane. Left-hand layup is good.
Nice play by Verduzco. Could have went down as a three-pointer, though he got pushed on the back pretty good when he went up with that bucket.
18-point lead, 54-36. Kangas, right side, Koepke. Back up top, Kangas. Kangas drives around. Now up top, Koepke. Right side, three. Too long. Rebound, Nelson. Parker Nelson, right side, Saunders. Drives into the lane. Tries to hand it off to Nelson. Nelson wasn't ready for it.
Goes off his fingertips. It'll be Eagle ball here. Got some substitutions coming in now. 24, Monty Wenkel's going to get his first look in the game for the Augray Wolverines.
And a line change here for Hale.
Wholesale changes for Hale coming in.
They got five new players coming in.
Jerick Johnson, Sam Pattern,
Michael Koepke.
Yep, Michael
Zach Short.
Koepke. Got the whole gang.
Nick Short, excuse me.
Full line change.
Oh, yeah. So that is, let's see, 32. That's Sam Pattern, who hands it off to Brady McCaddy. Back up to Pattern, left side Johnson. Inside, that's Michael Koepke. Koepke on Nelson, got it to go over the top of him.
Yep, good play. These guys are going to show you why they're in the ball game here late. Play a little gritty basketball last 2.5 minutes.
Makes it 54-38. Verduzco easily seeing his longest playing time of the night. Right side Saunders for three. Too long. Rebound pulled down by Verduzco. Outside, that's Wankel. Wankel hands it off to Saunders. Saunders jump stop in the lane and good.
Excellent play there. Nice to see Verduzco get a rebound, get some playing time.
Jerick Johnson, right side, open for three. Is McCaddy, no good. Rebound comes down to Saunders, but he's out of bounds. He couldn't quite grab it.
Yeah, he can't save it. Guy in the lineup here for Hale, number 32, Sam Pattern. He's definitely got the flow of the night going. He's got the best hair on the court.
Timeout, Hale, back in 30 seconds on WKJC, your power station for sports. Yeah. 56-38. Augre on their way to picking up their third win in the Little Dipper. And moving their overall record above 500 to 7-6. Pattern will inbound it to Jerick Johnson for Hale. Pattern shoots the three, too long. Rebound comes down to Saunders. Saunders to Van Sickle. Van Sickle in the lane and threw it away. And picked off by Johnson. Jerick Johnson brings it across. And timeout, Hale. We'll take another one with them. Well, they ended up making it only a 40-second timeout or so. Pattern missed the jumper on the other side for Hale, and Pattern is going to end up traveling with it because he slid after he got the basketball, and then he fell down with Selly, who continues to get beat up.
Yeah, he's had a shin injury tonight. He's been on the floor quite a few times, but I tell you what, he's picked himself up. He's one away from double digits here on the rebounds, too, tonight.
Ooh, he's close to a double-double. Right side, that is Evan Saunders. Inside, Selly. Selly, pump fake, goes up, and he's going to go to the line to shoot two. He got hit pretty hard by two or three Eagles there.
Mugged would be a good term. Yeah, he got mugged underneath.
How many rebounds you got for Parker Nelson?
Nelson's in the double digits now. He's got six in the second half, four in the first. He's got 10 even.
All right, and he's got 23 points, so
that's
he's got
a good night.
Double,
he's
double,
got a double-double,
double,
yeah.
Selly's first free throw, no good. Selly's got himself 17 points, too. So
yeah,
he's having himself a good day.
Those two right there combined, I think, would have beat him.
Second free throw is good.
57-38, under a minute now.
Left side, Pattern. And throws, it's picked off. Wankel picks it off. Right side, Williams. He'll pull the three, no good. And Van Sickle comes with the rebound, throws it up at the rim, no good. And rebound comes down to Jerick Johnson. Here come the Eagles, 35 seconds. Drive inside, blocked inside, and coming away with the rebound is Selly, and so he's got himself a double-double. So that is two Augre Sims Wolverines with a double-double.
Augre just happy to dribble this out now, under 20 here.
Yeah. Right side, that's Wankel. If he shoots it, you're okay with it. That's a JV player out there. He shoots it, you'll be all right. But they go back up top Saunders, 5 seconds remaining. Don't think Augre's going to put up a shot. Just a screen by Williams to clear some space, and there's the horn. So our final score, the Augre Sims Wolverines 57 and Hale 38.